Today on Mr. Media, that's mrmedia.com, I'll talk to Maura Tierney and Rob Morrow, stars of a new ABC legal drama, The Whole Truth. Stick around.
Hey, did you know that you can listen to the latest Mr. Media show right on your phone with the Stitcher app? Stitcher is smart radio for your smartphone. Mr. Media is on demand and on the go with Stitcher. Download Stitcher for your phone today. Get the free app at www.stitcher.com. That's STITCHER.com.
So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is a Mr. Media interview. You know, mrmedia.com. The show was recorded live before a gaggle of ambulance-chasing shysters in cheap suits, right here in the new media capital of the world, St. Petersburg, Florida. Well, they are two of America's favorite and most charismatic actors. They're also a man and a woman who have retained their dignity and privacy as we've watched them mature and grow on television for the past, dare I say it, 2 decades. Maura Tierney appeared in almost 300 episodes of NBC shows, including 100 news radios with the late Phil Hartman and almost 200 ERs. And Rob Morrow had similar runs over on CBS, 102 episodes of Northern Exposure and 118 episodes of Numbers. Now they're together for what I believe is the first time, co-starring on the Alphabet Network, ABC, in The Whole Truth. He's an overconfident, wisecracking defense attorney named Jimmy Brogan. She's Catherine Pearl, an equally confident assistant district attorney. It's a two-sided legal drama where viewers get both sides and maybe a little more, hence the title. The Whole Truth debuts Wednesday, September 22nd at 10 p.m. and continues weekly at that time on ABC. Rob Morrow and Maura Tierney, welcome to Mr. Media.
Hello.
Hi. You said it perfect.
I know.
We don't have to say anything.
But I have lots more episodes than Rob.
That's right.
On TV.
Well, I was trying to add it up. Now, his are all hours, and some of yours are half hours, so it may be pretty close.
Ooh. Well, no, I'm closing on 300 hours of all said and done with everything. I don't know what. I don't, all the things.
Then it might be more even than we think.
Because you did 200 of ER, so yeah.
200 plus.
200 plus, but your other one was half hours.
Yeah.
But then you've done other stuff, too.
Yeah, I did a TV movie with Diana Ross where I played a schizophrenic. Did you ever do that?
No. I did a movie with Annabelle Segura.
Did you play a schizophrenic?
No, I had a little part.
Have you ever played with Diana Ross?
In my mind.
Is this the first time you guys have worked together?
My wife just saw Diana Ross shopping at Gelson's the other day. She can't stop talking about it because she's amazed. It was Diana Ross pushing the thing.
That's so funny that I brought her up.
So it's meant to be. You will work with Diana Ross.
There you go. Everyone will, ultimately.
Have you guys worked together before, though?
No.
It's amazing because to see the clips, there seems like you have this kind of instant chemistry together. But
we knew each other. We met and we hung out a couple times. And I just immediately just loved her. She's great.
It comes.
Me too. I didn't know. It just was fun right away.
It comes across.
Good.
And Mark, let's jump to this. What is the reference to The Whole Truth in the title? I mean, there's a suggestion that viewers will know a little more than the characters even.
Ultimately, yeah, the viewers will know more than the characters because the last scene in every episode will be the whole truth. We'll set up a trial, and it's a denouement, if you will. And we'll set up a trial, and you get to watch the trial from the point of view of the prosecution and the defense. And then, you know, even unbeknownst to our own characters, you'll see the victims sort of talking, not the victims, the criminals. So I'm not doing a good job, am I?
No, you are. It's making sense. No, because you're right. What you said is right. The audience will have a little more perspective than us. The idea is that there is a theoretical overview to the process, and the audience sees both sides and sees what the other was up to as the other was preparing. And because we have a lot of great technical advisors, you know, old lawyers, people that were district attorney, assistant district attorneys, there's a real kind of veracity to all the stuff. And plus, since we're not, it's not ripped from the headlines, it's not a docudrama, you know, it's, we're allowed to take artistic license. So it's just a real fun, entertaining law drama.
And sometimes, you know, the audience will know just because, you know, or my character won't know or your character won't know. I'll just go off believing they're guilty and the audience might find some evidence that they're not.
Right.
Or, you know what I mean? So it's sort of...
Like
it's,
in the pilot, right?
No, in the pilot I'm right.
But then... But no, we don't know for sure, right, until...
Until the end.
Right.
But I don't, you and I don't know that that happened.
That's
only
what
the audience knows. Yeah.
That's
sorry.
Mara, I...
No, but I went...
Go ahead.
It's guilty in the pilot.
Mara, I have to ask you a question. This came over Twitter when someone saw that we were going to talk. Paige Elise
yes?
C. has a question. She wants to know, who would you like to see come on the show to play your love interest?
I know the answer to that.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
What is it?
I want it to be Jimmy Woods.
Oh, interesting.
Really?
Wouldn't that be interesting?
Of Jimmy Woods.
Yeah.
Would he, by chance, come on?
Sort of weird, maybe inappropriate, like if he's a judge and like, because my character is so sort of straight-laced and like she's sort of ethically bending the rules.
When he did that big arc on your on ER, was that with you?
Yeah, but it was one episode, but it was all about him.
Oh, it was just one episode.
But it was great. But he did. That was me. I loved working with him.
Oh, cool.
Well, how about Rob knowing about Jimmy Woods' arc on ER? That was pretty good.
I know. Well, he got an Emmy for it.
He won an Emmy for it. It was like a kind of a big deal episode.
Well, still,
yeah, the ALS. Or?
Yes.
There's a lot of TV out there, and, you know, you didn't know you were going to be working with Mara.
I want Jimmy Woods as my lover as well.
Okay.
A menage a trois.
Well.
A legal menage a trois.
Oh, man. Well, and last question, Rob. I got to ask you this because I was looking at the pictures of Mara with her short hair. I wonder if do you ever turn and think that Janine Turner has slipped onto the set?
You know, I don't do that, but I did. I just did a photo shoot with Janine, who's now platinum blonde down to here, and I was looking at some old photos of us, and I thought yes, she has a similar cut. But he's nothing alike as actors, so it doesn't pop in my head.
Oh, okay. All right. And where is that photo shoot for?
That was for the 20th anniversary of Northern Exposure, which I think it was Entertainment Weekly, and I guess coming soon.
Cool.
I don't know.
Well, we'll look forward to that.
Yeah, it was fun. Good to see her.
Well, I know you guys have to run, so folks, listen, you can see Mara Tierney and Rob Morrow in The Whole Truth, a new legal drama airing on ABC every Wednesday night at 10 p.m., beginning on September 22nd. And Rob and Mara, thanks so much for joining us in Mr. Media.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Good luck. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
And folks, for more original interviews with your favorite TV and film stars, surf over to our main website, MrMedia.com. Subscribe to Mr. Media on iTunes, and you'll never miss a show. Just search Mr. Media Interviews from within iTunes and subscribe for free. You can also listen with a piece of string and a tin can in many locations. If you've got an idea for a guest, email me directly at bob@mrmedia.com, mrmedia.com. You can also follow me on Facebook or on Twitter, twitter.com/Andelman, or on Facebook, just search Mr. Media Interviews. Thanks so much for joining us today. Always appreciate you giving up a little piece of your day for Mr. Media. Thanks for listening, and check out this teaser from The Whole Truth.
BC premiere Wednesday, September 22nd at 10, 9 Central. Mara Tierney and Rob Morrow in a totally new kind of legal drama that shows both sides of a case as never before.
We find the defendant.
Go beyond the verdict and uncover what really happened.
Did you know something I didn't?
And now, a sneak peek at ABC's new series, The Whole Truth.
What's up, Katie? No courage to call before you arrest my client.
Why is it, Jimmy, that the guilty ones always have your number on speed dial?
Come on, the DA is way off on this. Sellers couldn't kill a cockroach.
It's incredible how you're always so sure of people's innocence.
Because you're always so sure they're guilty.
And you're really wearing red sneakers for arraignment?
Why not? My kids approve.
No, I worry about your kids, Jimmy.
Well, Katie, they love me. No! See, everybody loves me.
We're not including your ex-wife in this, I guess.
Alright, one bad apple.
Cool. The ego alone.
Oh, says the girl is too good to date men her own age. Are we still on for that NYU panel on the 20th?
Yeah, you're still talking to me after what I did to your client.
The client will be sending you roses by then.
Pass me seatbelt, Timmy.
Come on, Katie, bring it.
ABC's The Whole Truth. Series premiere Wednesday, September 22nd at 10, 9 central. Part of Red Carpet Premiere Week on ABC.
Hey, y'all. This is Lauren Bowles. You know I play Holly, the new waitress at Merlot's on HBO's True Blood, right? All right, here's the deal. I'd rather spend all night with them damn bloodsuckers than another minute listening to that Mr. Media radio. No thanks.